Devin Suarez grew up in Heber, and his family has been in the logging business since the 60s. He always wanted to follow that tradition.
I guess it was always like a little dream that I had. I used to play cars with my best friend, and then we had our own logging company and all that, so I guess it finally came to true.
He started Suarez Forestry last year and has a contract to clear trees at the Chimney Springs Restoration Site north of Flagstaff. Suarez says there are a lot of misconceptions about what he does.
We're not clear cutting. We're not taking old growth. We are thinning the forest to make it healthier.
But how do you create a healthy forest? Loggers like Suarez are guided by splashes of paint on the pines. Orange for leave trees and blue for cut trees. The paint's put there by a Forest Service timber marking crew. Suarez used to work on one before he started his own company.
Making these decisions, I think it comes with a huge responsibility. Even when I was timber marking, I would always say, man, that's a lot of power for one person.
But Suarez isn't alone in making these choices. The process starts with a prescription, like a doctor's prescription, but for trees. Mark Nabel is a silviculturist for the Coconino National Forest.
It's really where the art and science kind of come together, and you're trying to leave a condition that looks somewhat natural, but also, you know, reduces the risk of fire and has value for wildlife.
It's a balancing act to meet all of those goals. Nabel walks through a site and decides how big the tree group should be and how much space should be cleared between them. Spacing matters because the whole idea is to prevent wildfires from climbing into the crowns and leaping from one clump to another. But Nabel says there's wiggle room for aesthetic considerations.
If they've got forks, if they've got, you know, some odd shape to them, we might leave those trees just because they provide a little bit of visual diversity across the landscape.
This prescription is handed to a timber marking crew. They fan out through the forest with cans of spray paint. But this site, Chimney Springs, is a testing ground for a more modern method.
Instead of a spray can, they've got a tablet.
Neil Chapman is program manager for the Nature Conservancy, which partnered with the U.S. Forest Service and logging contractors to experiment with forest thinning practices. He says paint is the time-honored traditional method, but it's expensive and slow. Switching to digital maps on computer tablets could cut marking costs in half.
They're just communicating it differently. So instead of communicating what trees to take and what trees to leave with paint, they're creating maps that they can share with the logger that do that.
It's one small tweak to the process that Chapman hopes will speed up restoration work in northern Arizona, which has been plagued by high costs and missed deadlines.
Accelerating the pace and scale of this restoration work is really important to make sure that we prevent the catastrophic fires as much as possible, as soon as possible.
And to make sure the forest that's left behind after thinning is the one Arizonans want. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveny in Flagstaff.